The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
I need you to stay. It's a fun song. Agreed. It's Alice at 97. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Justin or Kid Leroy, whoever was singing that. Because that's who it is. Justin Bieber and the Kid Leroy.
Thanks.
Sure. But you were singing along with it too. You like that one too, huh?
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative. Well, you were singing along with it.
I know. I understand.
Right.
Absolutely.
I don't know. You're looking at me weird now.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm looking at you lovingly, like I always do.
Yeah, he's giving you compliments on your sweater, and yeah, I'm just he's full of love for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Creative Energy is our sponsor. I'll tell you what I love, Creative Energy. You walk in there and you go, oh, the possibilities. Look at that. You know, you can go huge. I went in there and they had those giant like plunge pool kind of style. Like if you've got the room for it, you can get a huge hot tub there,
mm-hmm.
like party style. We went with just a 4-man, which is 2 more than we really need. But we thought, you know, you never know.
Well, the boys might come home.
Right. And then
why not
use it with their friends. Sure,
family exactly. That hot tubs together.
Stays together.
Is that it?
They probably don't. They're like, I've had enough of this. Gotta go. Creative Energy, though. Whatever you're in the market for, if you've been thinking about a hot tub, it's, oh my God, I'm so excited for my hot tub to get here. You can do the same thing as I've done now. This is, you know, my new outlook on this year is rest, relaxation, jets, you know, the water jets.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the New York Jets. I'm Patriots fan,
absolutely
yeah, you
not.
Shouldn't like the Jets.
No.
What are you doing?
I mean, like water jets.
Ah.
Do you turn the Jets on now that you know that they're part of the
Yes,
thing?
But I do still think that's very funny that I was in my hot tub and I'm just relaxing and enjoying it. And my wife walks up and goes, you are doing this wrong. And I thought, I'm happy.
Mm.
I'm not bothering anybody.
Mm-mm.
What is your problem? And then she turned on the Jets and I went, oh, I see.
Mm.
Mm. This is what she meant.
Do you have the little foot thing you can put your feet on?
Yep.
That's necessary. You put that on there. And
I try to move around and let the Jets hit me in certain spots where I'm feeling a little tenderness.
Oh, nice.
You know?
Yeah.
It's great.
Anyway, Creative Energy. Thanks for the sponsors that support the show. Thank you, Creative Energy. Ding, ding, sure. I think some of these are really cool and some people are going to wind up giving a lot of money for the SoCal Fire Fund and get a cool thing in exchange. There is a bunch of auction items that are available.
You said SoCal,
so
Southern California.
They're saying SoCal Fire Fund. That's okay. The name of this thing. So this is... for the LA fires, and it's all stars who have said, I'll do this or that, you know, okay, whatever the various things are. So Julia Roberts is saying that she'll do a lunch, just a private lunch date. If you're a huge fan of hers, like I loved you in Erin Brockovich. I always think it would be very weird to have a lunch with someone that you were a super fan of. Like, because that's, you wouldn't just randomly buy this. If you weren't a super fan of Julia Roberts, would you pony the money up, right? Like you have to be a big fan. So this is a big get for a Julia Roberts fan. But then now you're a few minutes in and you've said all the things about, you know, how much you love her. And then what?
Well, it's for her to manage.
For Julia.
Yes, for Julia Roberts to manage. She has to know. She's had probably wild reactions all over the world.
Right.
And has dealt with them. And I'm sure she knows that if she's going to offer up lunch for a fan, that she's going to carry, that she's going to lead the convo
right
from beginning to end.
Question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you pick to have lunch with?
I don't want to have lunch with anyone. Is that really wrong? Like, I always feel like, you know, there's plenty of people I admire, but I just wouldn't feel comfortable. I would just as soon have lunch with like someone who's a close friend that we could just like talk about people at other table. Like, oh my God, look at that. I can't believe it. You know, whatever. Who would you have lunch with? Do you have someone on the tip of your tongue?
No, honestly, I just sort of sat here for a second and thought on it. And I realized I would have to manufacture a name. No one comes to mind where right. I would be like, oh my God.
What about the kid who just did the 108 foot wave?
Yeah, I mean, I'm normally want to eat lunch when I'm hungry.
Yes.
And less about making some date for
right.
it.
Yeah.
So
I would do Rob Lowe.
Go on.
He's very interesting. His book, Stories I Only Tell My Friends, is one of my favorite books. And he was one of the people when I was getting sober. I was like,
oh,
I read his book and I was like, this is, he had good things to say. So I think I'd have stuff to talk about with him.
Well, that's a fine answer.
Yeah.
Huh. Rob Lowe.
Did you ever read the book? I think it's called A Million Pieces.
Million Little Pieces. Million.
And it's the book that Oprah championed, and it's about this guy's drunkenness and him getting clean. And then later it came out that he'd made some of this autobiographical story up,
mm-hmm.
and suddenly he was being like really torched over it.
She had him on the show and called him out on it.
Yeah, which I don't necessarily think was necessary, but okay.
Right. It was a story.
It's a good book, though. And it's another book that you read when if you're clean or trying to get clean or want to. There's a lot of stuff out there that you can latch on to for sure.
Right.
And so I'm not surprised at all that you say that because of why you say that.
Rob Lowe does seem like he'd be kind of a fun guy to have lunch with. You know, you make I think that's a really good pick. Like, you know, he's been in my life my whole life. Like, you know, can I come to this lunch with you?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Good. I'll go to that lunch.
And he's got stories about everybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's why his book is so interesting. It's just the amount of people in all Hollywood that he's had run-ins with and
he just doesn't seem to take himself all that seriously. Like, in the Liberace movie, he plays this, like, plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
his
oh, yeah.
face is so jacked. Like, I don't even know how he did it. Like, did he go get a bunch of stuff done to his face to play this role? Or did they just, like, tape his face back? Like, how do they make that happen? Is it all prosthetics on there? It's so crazy. I really want to ask him about that. Can't wait for the lunch. All right. Anyway, Julia Roberts, a lunch date with her. An on-set visit to Only Murders in the Building.
That's very cool.
I know. I think so, too. I mean, Steve Martin, Martin Short. And if you're a Selena Gomez fan... there's a White Lotus premiere experience, including a cast meet and greet, which the cast is different every season. So, although I think there are some people from season one who are on this upcoming season. The SoCal Fire Fund was launched by the CAA, Creative Artists Agency Foundation. And so, let's see. Also, Sean Penn appears to be involved in this. So clearly,
I'm a fan of Sean Penn, mm-hmm. but he's actually a guy I wouldn't want to have lunch with, unless he were like that attitude that I show, you know, outward attitude that I show is really just a way of keeping private.
Right.
Vinny, you don't know.
I'm actually a really nice guy, and we'd have a great lunch, and I'd be like, oh, I'd love that. But I don't need somebody, you know, pissed off at me.
No. I can't believe you're making me have lunch with you.
No, I don't know anything about whatever it is that you are about to say. I'm not involved with
my
Sean
love
Penn
affair
in any
with
way.
Robin Wright Penn.
Oh,
no,
I do know.
No knowledge.
Yeah, she
whatsoever.
Used to listen to the show a lot, and then we became amazingly good friends. Not really, but
in your head. Yeah, I blew our relationship with Robin Wright Penn at like a summer thing. I just gushed on her.
Oh, she came out.
She came did. To the show, too. And Sean was not happy about that, evidently. He didn't like her coming on the radio and talking about private stuff.
Mm. Well, she didn't say too much. I didn't think she said anything bad. But, you know, he's mad all the time. Maybe you could talk to him at the lunch.
Just like I said, I'm a fan of his, but I wouldn't be interested if he's just, you know, if someone's twisted his arm to go do that. Like, no thanks, dude.
Well, if you want to tell us who you want to have lunch with, I think that's, and tell us why too, not just like, oh, I like Kate Bush, you know, because she was the first person that popped into my head. But even that, I'm like, I don't know. I just like to eat stuff my face and move on with my day. So here's some of the other things that they have up for grabs here.
You say that, but you have deep love for certain people.
I do, but that is almost like prohibitive to me. Like, the more I love you, the less I want to have lunch with you.
Yeah, but you have said to me, and it's actually the first time I've ever heard anyone say it. It goes way back, but you were like, Jen Aniston and I would be great friends if I got to meet her. And I thought, what?
Yeah. I just always felt like...
Why would you think that you would become great friends?
I'm sure I was trying to be funny with you because people say that all the time. But I feel like, I guess it's just her character, Rachel. Not her so much. I don't really know her at all. But I was like, oh, yeah, no, we'd be friends. Like, oh. I like her sensibilities.
Okay, that's not the way you.
Yeah, I don't remember what I said exactly, but I'm sure I was just trying to make you laugh.
Okay.
Darling. You know, I live my life for that.
It's a strange thing, but I do. Okay. You wouldn't want to.
No, I do want to be best friends with her, obviously. Hello. That's why I wouldn't have lunch with, I guess.
How do I get confused? Back. That's how.
How? What are you talking about?
We'll be best friends, but not lunch. Huh?
Some of the things that they're auctioning off include those the meet and greets I mentioned and the lunch with Julia Roberts. There's a trip to Vegas on a private jet with the Chainsmokers. So if you look, I mean, Hooman used to love the Chainsmokers. Like, he went and walked over and watched the Chainsmokers instead of watching Muse at Bottle Rock. I'm like, okay. Which is fine. People love the Chainsmokers. Two tickets to the Broadway premiere of Good Night and Good Luck with a meet and greet with George Clooney. Which leads me to think he's starring in that. Meet and greet with Scarlett Johansson at the Jurassic World Rebirth premiere. A set visit to something called Sugar that includes a meet and greet with Colin Farrell. An on-set experience at RuPaul's Drag Race grand finale. A meet and greet with Andy Cohen, who you can't stand, on the set of Watch What Happens Live. And a round of golf with Larry David and Doc Rivers. I know.
You know who Doc Rivers is?
I don't know who Doc Rivers is, but Larry David, I am in.
I was just, I'm like.
Who's Doc Rivers?
Doc Rivers, I believe, was the coach of your Boston Celtics when they won their last championship. But he's gone on to be, wait, is that right?
No, the last championship was this year, and the coach is a WVU.
Oh, that's right.
Graduate.
Yeah, I don't know Doc Rivers, but Larry David, I am interested in. Oh, look him up. Doc.
Oh, it is who I think it is. Yeah, he's currently a coach
so
in the
NBA. So they must be good friends in there.
But he was a coach of the Celtics when they won, not their most recent. He's also coached a few other teams, too, the Knicks.
Well, then John can come on the thing. We'll make a foursome. So, see if there's a... I think I'll take the story and pin it up for you. Because there are some places to bid. So I'll pin the story up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and you can check it out. I mean, for you rich people, this is going to raise a lot of money. So.
Okay. Cool.
The average person is not going to be able to muster up the money to go have lunch with. And who pays for that lunch? Like, Julia pays for that lunch, right? That's a free lunch because you paid for the experience. Okay, yes. I'm just making sure. I'm already stretching the budget to get the lunch.
If she looks to you for anything, you should storm out.
Yeah. I'm looking at a shot right now of the PCH and that whole stretch of Malibu. It's so awful. That's such an, I mean,
it's
and I know we throw iconic around a lot, but that row of houses on the PCH is just, it is iconic. It's just, it's really just a row of garages with the ocean on the other side of them. It's very, I've always thought to myself, like, it's got to be nice to have a front row seat to the ocean, but backing out onto the PCH, that's got to be hairball. Yikes. I guess you have your limo driver, your chauffeur do it for you.
As much as I love the ocean, it's where I go for everything. Mm-hmm. It's my mental health, physical health, all the things. I would not live that close to the water.
It does feel like you're one storm away from devastation. And I didn't mean a firestorm either. Like,
no,
you know,
that's what I'm thinking too, is I just wouldn't want, no thanks.
Maybe if you can afford to live there, you can afford to lose a house or two. I don't know. This is terrible news. Apparently, and I'm not sure if she's part of, they are showing the PCH and the just the no houses that are left. Tyra Banks was in Australia and found out that her home was gone, but they've got her face next. And it would make sense. I mean, why wouldn't she have a place on the PCH? I don't know. But she was, she was not even in the country and had to, I guess people had to let her know. She says that she hadn't really talked about it yet, but she's lost her house. She said, I lost my house.
I have to believe there's a lot of celebrities that lost homes that didn't, you know, seek out a camera and are probably just as devastated and we don't know about it. But, and I don't say that as a judgment on the people that did, but certainly it's weird in your time of grief to be like, yeah, I'll talk to the news. Yikes.
She and her, I guess she and her boyfriend, Louis Bélanger-Martin, were at a friend's house in Australia, and that's when they found out that their home had been destroyed. She said, we were celebrating, we were just having fun. I kept checking my phone, not for my house, but for friends and family. I was making sure everyone had evacuated and didn't need anything. I asked my partner, I'm seeing something here. What do you think? And he said, yeah. And then they found out that that their house had burnt down. That's it's terrible. And it continues. It's not even out. The 30th, there's a big production that they're putting on, a fundraiser. So and I even have some info on some more acts who've joined the running. It's the Fire Aid concert. And everybody's making big donations and stuff. So there's a little bit of catch up on what's going on. Christopher Walken is one of the stars of Severance.
Mm-hmm.
He comes in like maybe midway through the first season. Like, is he on earlier than that, Vin? Like, I feel like he sort of makes an appearance. He's with the painting department or something.
Yeah, he's in another department that they haven't ventured over to. And then at some point he makes an appearance and then he's in.
Yes.
In a
big way. In an important way.
Yeah.
In a touching way.
Uh-huh.
He says that he has not really seen the show because he doesn't have the equipment that you need to stream stuff.
Doesn't have Apple TV.
He doesn't have. Did you see, like, I don't know, maybe like a week ago, Wolf Blitzer was watching something on like what looked like the most antique. It had like a VCR and tiny little screen. And
no, I did not.
I was
see
like, this is what I'm picturing as I'm listening to Christopher Walken talk about. He doesn't have the equipment to stream any apps. Obviously not Apple TV and really nothing. I mean, Apple TV is the home of his show. You would think Apple TV would be like, well, we're going to set you up so you can have screening parties here. He was asked if he'd seen all the show's episodes. He says, no, not all of them. I can't. They're good to me. They send me DVDs.
Mm.
So he plugs in the DVDs and he watches it when he has a chance.
Well, if you've made your life, it'd be like me. I don't really listen to our radio show.
Right.
I was there. I was part of it. I don't need to.
You don't listen on Saturdays ever?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Maddie, now that you ask, I do listen on Saturdays. But in general, I don't listen back to the show because I was there.
Right.
So I can understand where Christopher Walken, who's been in entertainment his whole life, probably.
It's like, no, I don't have a driving need to sit down and watch the show that these people put together after I did my part of it.
I performed that 6 to 8 months ago, right. And I'm already on to the next set.
I did 60 takes, and I don't need to see the one that they picked.
Not interested in seeing the show.
Oh.
Well done.
Do you have a... Go on, Christopher.
I don't have the Apple TV, but if I did, I might watch the show. There you go.
You know, not bad.
I could keep working. I need
work
to work on that.
Yeah, I feel like there's something there.
All right.
It's the roundness of your mouth.
Well, you got to make sure that you say the words with inflection. What are you doing, Christopher Walken? There you go.
Well, the last part wasn't great, but the first part,
it had its moments. Yeah. Like I feel like there's something there. I might have legs. Yeah. See if we can make that happen. Let's see if I miss some stuff. Oh my God, this is so funny. So you know how James Cameron takes an annoyingly long time between every movie that he makes? He's basically saying now you're not going to like Avatar 3. He says it might not be what the audience signed up for, which I don't recall signing up for anything. And I'm ready to, it's like, is he not feeling good about the way it's coming out? I don't know. He says, but if you're not making brave choices, you're wasting everybody's time and money. So I guess maybe he just needs to, he feels like he needs to break all the boxes, not just break out of the boxes, but like also kick the box and just completely break it. Avatar 3 Fires and Ash is the name of number 3. And that is out this year, December 19th, 2025.
Is that right?
That's what it says here.
Are you going to go see that right away? Did you love the second one?
I liked the second one. I loved the first one. I saw it in the theaters and I went back again 2 days later and saw it again. And the kids loved it and we all loved it. And then like 1,000 years went by. And then we watched and we waited until it came out on stream because by then the world had completely changed and streaming was happening. And I was like, I'll wait for that for at home. So we did that. And now this third one, I'll also watch at home. I really love watching movies at home because I have a pretty good sized TV and I can pause it whenever I want. And I can make my own popcorn. Although I do love movie theater kettle corn. Can't make that, but I can make, you know, chicken wings or something.
You make chicken wings?
Well, I could heat them up.
You've done that?
Heated up chicken wings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. You know, somebody makes some chicken wings and you got some left over and then you're like, wow, these would probably be better if we heated them up and I throw them in the microwave, okay. Heat them up.
I'm just asking.
Do you make chicken wings?
Never.
Oh.
I have bought them. I told you 3 Super Bowls ago, I went and bought some and then brought them home and started eating them and was like, wow, these are pretty freaking good.
Yeah. Like, you're not a meat off the bone guy.
I don't like it. I don't like that at all, actually. Yeah.
Do you like the drummy part or the flat part with the two?
I don't like any bones of that, except that once you start eating them, you go, I like this. But then, like, I wouldn't go get some today. Like,
what?
Now that you've brought it up, I won't go. Oh, you know what I need?
Are you
I won't
sure?
go do it. I'm positive.
Mm.
Wow.
I used to love Hooters wings. I don't know if Hooters are still around anymore.
Remember
is it? There were Hooters.
There was one here in the city.
Yeah,
that's why you
were. I think that's closed though.
I think so too.
And I thought that their coating was so delicious. I thought to myself, well, I can definitely talk the boys into going and then I'll just sit there and eat all the chicken wings. We get on chicken wings. Oh, because I said I would have those.
Yeah, and I'm like trying to imagine you actually making chicken wings, and I'm thinking that she doesn't do that.
Oh, definitely not. I will eat them though; they're available, and I'll heat them back up.
Yeah, I know.
Do people make those, or do you mostly people just buy them in restaurants?
I make them for games, and especially for the
you
Super
make
Bowl.
Them. You buy a bag of uncooked chicken wings.
I'm sure there's like Costco probably sells them by the you know
giant sack.
I'm sure, right?
I guess. And then do you...
I have to take the...
Deep fry them?
Well, I have to cut them because I get the full wing. So it's got the drummy and the flat part and the little tip. So you got to cut the tip off. Then you got to separate the drummy end from the flat end and then coat them. And then I usually bake them.
Oh, you bake them.
How many other parts of the chicken do you throw away to make wings?
Well, just the tip. The tip of
just the tip.
Just the tip.
Man. I understand, but then you actually use the rest of the chicken leg?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
The leg is the drummy part, and then it turns into the the other part, the flat part. The I don't know what part. Else to call
the
it.
The flat part's the one I prefer because it's usually crispier and it's neat. You know, you hold the ends and then you can eat all the way around it and you don't have to like gnaw on that. Like, there's just
but
so
you
got to
get the meat in the middle of the two.
Yeah, yeah.
Legs,
you just so. Use your tongue, you push it through, and then you eat it from the other side.
Ugh. Why do you not like eating things off the bone, Ben?
I just am not into it. Huh. It's just not for me.
It feels very carnivorous to him.
So no ribs?
It's just, I...
A lot of people are like that.
I have eaten ribs,
yeah,
and I like them.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy the experience. So if I, if I could have the meat put before me without the part of the body that... I just don't like it. I'm
he
not into that.
He doesn't want the framework.
I don't want that.
Mm. My sister's like that, too. She's like, I won't eat anything that has a bone in it.
Weird.
Yeah. Mm. It, well, when you think about it, though, it is like, it's really like primal to be holding a bone and pulling meat.
Oh, and
it.
If
like,
you,
it's so, I don't even know if that's the right word for it.
I realize we all have generations before us. We all grew up with grandmas, or most of us
people
did.
Who went through the Depression.
And my grandma Hassan would be like, like this whole thing where you just all
they boil the marrow out of bones and
oh,
stuff.
What are you doing over there?
Bone marrow is so tasty.
Oh God.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Don't, Vinny. What's coming up in the news? Stop it.
That's the last
that's
thing
the
you're gonna do.
Well, I just looked at the clock. It turns out that was the last thing.
Sheesh.
Sorry about it.
The top destinations for 2025 as people start to plan their vacations, and a guy who was stuck on the side of a bullet train for miles and miles.
Oh, my God.
After these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at
97.3. Okay. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. All at RadioAlice.com. What I was going to say.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bottle Rock. Pick your day. We're keeping the party going for Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars, the first taste of summer. And all this week, we have your one-day pick your day tickets.
Oh, nice.
Listen at 9:05, 12:05, and 5:05 for the keyword. Text the keyword to 20357. The keyword goes to the text number 20357.
It's our contest line.
And you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of one-day pick-your-day tickets to Bottle Rock on May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley. Meet you there.
See you there. Especially if you go on Friday. I think I'm definitely going to go on Friday.
Mostly sunny today. Temps in the low 60s. Over the weekend, some football happened. And here is your conference championships. Next Sunday, starting at noon, Washington at Philly, Buffalo at Kansas City. Please, for the love of God, let Buffalo beat Kansas City.
I hate to root for the Bills, but yes.
Also last
had
night.
Kansas City.
Ah, please. College football playoffs were last night, and Ohio State throttled Notre Dame. So there's that. So this first story is the best U.S. destinations for 2025, according to TripAdvisor, and New York City wins.
Oh.
Number one.
Well, there's always something going on there. Super fun.
Oahu, Hawaii comes in at number two.
I was going to say Hawaii. It's got to be Hawaii.
Yeah. Always a win.
Mm.
Vegas comes in at three. The Florida Keys comes in at four.
Nice.
New Orleans, Nashville, and then San Francisco comes in at number seven. Nice to see us still high on the list of destinations to travel to.
Well, I'm looking out at the beautiful skyline of San Francisco right now. It's gorgeous.
In 2025. Yeah, absolutely. There's so much to do and so much on offer. And we take it for granted. And if you moved yourself to a small town and you said, I just need to slow life down a little bit, you would find yourself going, I need to speed life back up really fast because I can't handle
the quiet
anymore.
Oh, no.
Chicago, Charleston, South Carolina, and D.C. round out the top 10 of destinations Americans plan to travel to in the new year. Get out there and enjoy, everybody.
You'll love it.
A 40-year-old man from Hungary is lucky to be alive after clinging to the side of a bullet train for 20 miles. It was zipping through Germany last week and had a scheduled stop halfway between Munich and Nuremberg. He stepped off the train to smoke a cig and didn't get back on before they closed the doors.
Oh, no.
He saw it leaving, so he jumped onto a bracket connecting two of the train cars. And then held on for dear life as it hit 175 miles per hour.
Oh, my God.
Someone saw him. An official stopped the train. He said he did it because his luggage was on board and he didn't want to be separated from his stuff. Search that guy's stuff.
Yeah, what's he holding on to so hard?
What?
Of course, by the time, maybe you think to yourself, I'm grabbing on, they'll definitely stop the train. Like, they'll stop this, right? I mean, I think I'm not going to have a guy hanging on the side of the train. And then now you're going 175 miles an hour and you're like, I need to really hold on to the train. I can't let go now. It's too late.
That's one of those tests you don't want to find out the hard way that you don't have the strength to.
I can't believe he could do it for 20 miles.
He's facing charges for an act of disruptive to operations. And he also didn't have a ticket.
But
so he boarded illegally in more ways than one.
Oh my God, excuse me. Can't believe it.
If you snuck onto a train, you get off and have a ciggy?
You don't.
You don't. You sit there and hope no one notices you.
Right. Isn't there a guy coming down to check everyone's ticket?
I don't know how that works. We have an old timey version of what's happening here, but I don't know. I don't know how that works.
It would be hard to go unnoticed, I guess.
Speaking of trains, nearly half of young Americans do not want a car. As in, we don't want cars. We don't want one. We don't need it. We don't want it.
Very expensive.
No, thank you. Yeah. The kids are tired of driving. This is from a survey of Americans 18 to 34. And they prefer, I don't know if you've heard this term, MaaS, mobility as a service.
Oh.
They say that's a jargony umbrella term for everything from public transportation to ride car, bike sharing, to car rentals, to taxis.
Right.
Mobility
as a service.
As a service. They prefer it.
I think it really comes down to where do you live? If you live out in the sticks, you don't have that. But, you know, my kids both live in the city and they're like, what do I need a car for? Why would I? That would be a problem. So if you live someplace thickly settled, maybe it works for you. But even in St. Louis, like when Uber first came out, my sister-in-law, Debbie, she was like, I want to be an Uber driver. And she cleaned her car up and she signed up on the app.
This
and
was
she's
before
ready.
She took to chiropractic.
This was just something she was doing when she had free time. She's like, why wouldn't I make some extra money? And she like got all set, put a little water, some gum packs, you know, whatever. She got it all set up. She sat there, turned on the app, ready to go. Nobody. But it was early days.
Oh.
You know? But now, I'll bet you people are, it's just become very commonplace. Like, you don't think to yourself, oh, I might be too far out in the sticks to get an Uber. Like, nah, someone's there ready to Uber you wherever you need to go.
Well, it does appear, as we talk about different people, talk to different people, different families, your kids, others, you realize, yeah, that makes sense. None of these kids want licenses or cars. They don't. They don't care.
Well, and it's incredibly expensive to own, maintain, insure, et cetera, a car.
It's so generational, though, because it was absolutely my ticket to freedom.
Yes.
And I was willing to. We've joked about how many jobs I had from, let's say, 12 to 16. And at 16, I got a job at a surf shop and then sort of held still there.
History, right?
But I'm just saying we joke about it, but I had to have a job. So if I lost a job or quit a job or decided to go surf one day and that they fired me, I had to go get another one. Always. There was no, the car got pulled off the road, disabled, so I couldn't drive it.
Your dad knew how.
Yeah. And I had to wait until I got the money for the insurance to get back on insurance and drive again.
Right.
That's the way it was. And I was willing to do it.
Yeah. I feel like, especially where you lived in the outskirts of LA, Orange County, like to get anywhere, you needed a car.
There was no Uber. There was no.
There were buses. You could have taken a bus.
No. I mean, I took a bus to the beach when I was 12, but I'm saying the freedom of being able to go
to
and
a
not
party
be like,
and, right.
When's the next bus home? Oh, no. It's an hour from now.
I wonder if kids who live in Orange County right now are like, not only do I not want a car because it's actually cheaper, like the net cost of using Uber for everything, and just using Uber as an example, also eliminates the need to drive drunk or, you know, when you're going to parties or whatever. Like it's just safer. It's a better option.
It's way safer and a way better option. Absolutely. I was up to that quite a bit. And I don't say that like,
Me too.
With joy in my heart.
It was the only way I was going to get home. Loser.
Certainly something that happened, no doubt. Anyway, there's a growing generational gap, and the kids don't care about cars, everybody. I'm into it. I commute, and so there's no question at a certain point in the day, especially in the week, as we hit Friday, I start to go like, hey, you want to go? No, I don't want to get in a car. I'm going to stay home.
Right.
I just had enough for the week.
Yeah. Well, you do a lot of driving.
I do. But that doesn't mean that I would be willing to give up my car for good.
Right. You still thinking about an e-car?
I am. Mm. I've been looking at the Ford Mach-E.
Is it a sedan?
It might be a hatchback, but that's the, it's sort of a.
It's the Mustang, right?
It's the Mustang looking. Oh, they're beautiful.
Oh, that's nice.
They're beautiful, and I'm definitely.
Oh, that's what is, are they on the less expensive end? Like, is it?
I think like most cars, you can buy the base model or you can
upgrade, do a little bit of upgrading,
kick it up.
Sweet.
But it comes highly recommended. It doesn't come with some of the attachments that others do. You know what I mean?
I do.
And it's great
looking.
And
the weird hand motions.
I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
But no, they're not related to him at all.
Great.
So I'll let you know.
Okay.
It's in the works.
Didn't you say that you were having some car trouble last week?
I was. I would like to go electric.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we're headed, and I would like to do that. So we'll see.
It's very freeing.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of upkeep on the cars I'm currently commuting with.
Mm-hmm. Tires are your only concern. Not electric.
How would that be?
I'm here to tell you, it's pretty great.
I'm looking at a picture right now, and I'm just going to tell you what this person took a picture of someone in an airport, and this person has kicked off their sandals, and they are clipping their toenails in the airport on the chairs in public.
I'm sorry, that is too much for you?
Yeah,
all the other stuff we talked about today, even, and that's the thing that puts you over the edge?
Oh. Clipping your nails, that sound, and it's just
the
so,
sound.
So,
I forgot he hates anything that's supposed to happen in bathroom sound. Forgot.
That is definitely supposed to happen in your own place.
This guy clipping his toes while I waited at the airport and post the photo. I would like to say, this is just my opinion, it's wrong.
It is wrong.
And it's not okay.
That is the correct opinion to have. It's not okay. Do not do that.
You shouldn't even have your clippers with you while you are accessible to you while you are traveling. If you had to pack them, okay, they're there, but they should be at the bottom of your bag. They shouldn't be something that you go, well, I got some time and I,
right.
There's my toes. I might as well.
Right.
So, you know, just to put it out there, don't clip your toe. Come on.
Do you think that these are people who would do that are just like antisocial, get away from me, don't sit by me, I'm a jerk. And I'm mean, don't talk to me, you know, like that kind of thing. Like, I would be like, this person seriously does not know how to behave. Like, no, where was your mom?
I think that there is.
Like, maybe they didn't have a mom to go, don't do that, fool.
I don't know. I think there is something to a certain percentage of the American people come from this attitude of, I do what I want. Mm. I do what I want when I want.
Well.
And you just kind of go, well, yeah, you can do that. Or you could be cool. Like, it's really.
Right.
There's not much else to say about it. Yeah, you're right. You're not under arrest for clipping your toenails at the airport in plain view of everyone.
But you're covered in vomit from the people all around you who can't believe you did that.
I do what I want.
Blech.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for that.
Oh,
yucky.
People. Yeah. I'd be really bummed out to see that. I would sit and watch, though, and I might post a picture about him. Like, this is what I'm watching.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, I've heard great things from people about the Mach-E.
Oh, the Mach-E is the name of the Ford.
The Ford Electric that I'm considering. I've heard great things from
people about
the Mach-E replacing a Tesla or a Hyundai. Mm. The Ford is surprisingly more reliable and with way better interior.
Nice. All nice. Right.
Well, that's.
Have you tried one or are you just looking?
I have been on the website and I am going to look at and test drive this week.
Oh boy.
And I will let you know.
I can't wait to hear.
My teen has a car and never uses it to go anywhere, says 650. That's part of it, too. There's certainly a thing where kids are like, I have everything I need here. Why would I?
Or I'm going to go to a party, or I'm going to go to a show, or I'm going to go someplace where it would be easier and cheaper to pay for a ride in and not have to pay for parking or worry about driving home drunk. It really takes some of that management of a car out of the equation.
510 says, Hello, Alice family. My daughter and I wonder why Sarah pronounces the show Traitor like Traitor. Is that the correct way to say that word? We can't wait to watch the new season.
The Traitors. I do it because people were like thinking I was saying it was the Traitors, like stock exchange Traitors.
Right.
So it's like if I was to put Benedict Arnold into the same sentence, you might pull Traitors out, but I'm saying Traitors because I'm specifically talking about a show called The Traitors. The Traitors. The host is the best part, Alan Cumming.
He's the best part?
He's not the best part, but he's great. He wears crazy clothes and he's just so weird and funny and just playing a role. He's playing a role of the guy who's murdering you. A murder most foul.
So he's not...
He's like the game master.
Right, but he's not a game show host in the sense that he's like...
Kinda. You'll see. You'll see when you watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of interaction between him and the contestants. And the game goes really fast. It starts with a ton of people, but two people a day, you either get voted out because they think you're a traitor, or you get murdered by the traitors at night.
Oh. Were you snapping?
That was me.
That was her.
Oh, you were snapping.
Going really fast.
Oh, I would never snap it.
Oh, I don't know. I was just like, oh.
Sorry, that was me going, it goes really fast.
Yeah, get back to the text. Let's go, baby.
Come on. We have more texts, please.
Maddie will be sorry. Sarah will try to make him do walking all the time like she did with Bryn doing Arnold.
It turned out his Arnold was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah. But then, you know,
that
is... If you've
got a good walking, why wouldn't you work
grind it to smithereens?
Well, I mean, that's what we do on this show.
Right. Except then, you know, the person who's like... It's true. There is regret. You suddenly go, why did I?
My walking is not that good.
Well, that's why you got to work on it.
Hey, Vin, did you hear the story about a couple who brought a fire truck to the LA fires and they were impersonating firefighters? I have that story and I'll do that next news.
Oh,
what's right. coming tease. Up in the trash?
Good tease.
That is a good tease. How about a pair of Bottle Rock tickets? You get to pick the day.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vin.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.